Sally not only acted as the town attorney, she also owned the Cozy Cone Motel. She knew that the town was dependent on the road. How would they ever get customers if no one could drive to Radiator Springs? Doc shot McQueen an angry glance. No, I know his type. Race car. His grill tucked into a frown. He's the last thing this town needs. Fellow citizens, Sally said, turning to the cars who lined the courtroom, you're all aware of our town's proud history. It is our job and our pleasure to take care of the travelers on our stretch of that road. How, I ask you, are we to care for travelers if there is no road for them to drive on? Luigi, what do you have at your store? Tires, the little Italian import replied. And if no one can get to you? Sally prompted. I won't sell any tires, Luigi replied. His front bumper dropped in horror. I will lose everything. Flo, what'll happen if no one can come to your station to buy gas? Sally asked the cafe owner. I'll go out of business and we'll have to leave town, Flo cried. Sally turned to the revved-up crowd. And what's going to happen to all of us if Flo leaves town and closes her station? Suddenly, the entire town realized that their very lives depended on that road. So don't you think the car responsible should fix our road? Sally demanded. Oh, he can do it, she said, casting a look in McQueen's direction. He's got the horsepower. So what do you want him to do? Fix the road, the cars shouted, rallying. Because we are a town worth fixing. Sally was on a roll now. Order in the court, Doc shouted. Once the courtroom was quiet, the irritated judge gave Sally a sidelong glance. Seems like my mind has been changed for me, Doc finally said grudgingly. McQueen was furious. Oh, I am so not taking you to dinner, he grumbled to Sally. Oh, that's okay, stickers. Sally smiled, poking fun at his sticker-covered frame. You can take Bessie. Bessie? McQueen repeated. Who's Bessie?